It's Friday, September 23rd. I'm Steph Gunn, filling in for Todd Maffin. Today, Meta's in hot water for allegedly dodging Apple's privacy rules. Also, TikTok expands its SEO offerings to compete with Google Search. Reels' new rival could be its biggest threat yet. And the metaverse FOMO is real for CEOs. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. A few weeks ago, we reported on research claiming Meta can monitor everything happening on external websites without the consent from the user nor the website provider. Now Meta has been sued for allegedly tracking anything you do on any website. The suits stem from that research, which alleges that Meta's Facebook and Instagram apps inject JavaScript code onto websites, letting them track every single user interaction with third-party sites, including passwords, personal information, and clicks. One proposed class action lawsuit filed by two Facebook users this week claims Meta developed a workaround for Apple's privacy rules on iOS by tracking users through its in-app browsers without their consent. Some apps will pop open the user's default browser, but that doesn't always happen inside Meta apps. Quoting the suit, "This allows Meta to intercept, monitor, and record its users' interactions and communications with third parties, providing data to Meta that it aggregates, analyzes, and uses to boost its advertising revenue," unquote. The plaintiffs also allege that the company is not only violating Apple's policies, but also state and federal privacy laws. Another similar complaint was also filed last week. A Meta spokesperson said the allegations were without merit and the company will defend itself vigorously. Quoting Meta, "We have designed our in-app browser to respect users' privacy choices, including how data may be used for ads." A couple of updates to share with you from TikTok. First, the video platform just took 2,000 steps in competing against Google Search. Descriptions can now run up to 2,200 characters from their current 300-character limit. This is something some accounts have had for a few weeks now, but this represents a wider rollout. With more consumers turning to TikTok as a video-based search engine, this will be a welcome update for brands and marketers. Next, downvoting is coming to TikTok. The company announced today that it's rolling out a new feature that lets users downvote comments. The thumbs down icon will appear next to likes on individual comments under videos and will be available to all users. Similar to how downvoting works on other platforms, users can undo their vote by tapping the button again. However, only the person doing the downvoting will be able to see that they've done so, meaning the total number of dislikes a comment has will not be shown. As TikTok expands its product offerings, its rivals are racing to develop competitive products in an effort to keep up. Recently, we reported that YouTube will start sharing ad revenue with Shorts creators, which could be bad news for its short-form rivals. Business Insider recently asked advertisers how TikTok Reels and Shorts compare. While they agree YouTube's new revenue program for Shorts will likely put some heat on TikTok, it's mostly bad news for Reels. Despite performance ad spending remaining strong on Facebook and Instagram, ad buyers said they are just not interested in Reels yet, as the audience isn't there. A leaked internal Meta report showed that Reels is lagging big time compared to TikTok's market share, with fewer than a fifth of creators posting Reels each month. And Meta pushing the format is only making matters worse. According to the VP of Forrester Research, Meta is aggressively trying to monetize Reels, which equates to essentially forcing it upon users. A forced engagement strategy won't bring Gen Z back to Meta's platforms and could end up accelerating their exodus. On top of that, YouTube's upcoming revenue sharing plan could put another nail in that coffin, according to a spokesperson from the market research company Tinuiti. The news that YouTube will allow creators to monetize their content even if it has copyrighted music in it is a big deal. Reels has been trying to lure creators to create content that's unique to Instagram, but now will have much more competition from YouTube, seeing that YouTube already has some of the most marquee creators with massive followings on their platform.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How much thought have you put into your brand's metaverse strategy? Although the recent downturn in tech has been particularly hard on faithful servants of the metaverse like Meta and Roblox, companies are still handing out million-dollar salaries to chief metaverse officers. But why? There's a great piece up on Bloomberg today that explains a big motivator is metaverse FOMO. CEOs don't want to miss out on the next big trend. Who are these new Web3 CMOs? Sometimes they're not even human. Publicis Group hired a lion-esque avatar called Leon as chief metaverse officer, who acts as a brand ambassador to navigate the meta jungle. That said, most of them are real people with real responsibilities. According to Crate & Barrel's chief metaverse officer, his day job is leading product design and development. But he says he spends about 20% of his time on meta duties, such as strategy, outreach, and finding ways to bridge physical and virtual domains. Who is the ideal metaverse chief? One CMO says the perfect candidate can speak as fluently about AR and VR as they can about sales and marketing. Another executive says these chiefs must be capable of forming external partnerships and winning over internal skeptics. Where can one apply for a chief metaverse officer position? Asking for a friend. I started watching the new Dahmer series on Netflix last night. Big mistake. I think I woke up to every single bump in the night, and we live in an old house, so there's a lot of creaks and noises. But I think my bigger mistake was trying to eat a bowl of chili while I watched the first episode. Not good. That's it for me. I hope you have a great weekend. Today in Digital Marketing is produced by EngageQ Digital on the traditional territories of the Snunamuk First Nation on Vancouver Island. Our associate producer is me, Steph Gunn. Production coordination by Sarah Gilt. Podcast music licensing by Source Audio. Ad coordination by Red Circle. And not many people know this, but our theme composer, Mark Blevis, is one of the world's foremost experts on cybersecurity. It's true, although his advice for protecting yourself online always seemed a little odd to me. He says, "Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars." Thanks again for listening. I'm Steph Gunn. Todd will be back on Monday. We're going out tonight. Let's do this now. Let's go and
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.